These seven trick shots are so long, we had to measure them in miles.
This is the world's longest bowling strike!
Every shot in this video gets longer.
That's gonna be good. Let's light it up.
And longer.
Might be it.
Got a chance.
Come on!
And longer.
A half a mile archery shot.
All leading up to the longest trick shot we've ever done. A mind-blowing 2 mile long shot.
Can we get some confirmation downrange?
Settle in as we show you what it takes to pull off our most ambitious trick shot video ever.
We begin 30 floors up, 1/16th of a mile away with the tower shot.
We're here in lovely Fort Worth on a beautiful day, about to drain the first of many long range trick shots.
Come on!
We actually started the basketball shot 5 months ago. I think it was March 2024. So it was a 16th of a mile shot. We keep it loud, feed the sound,
pump the chemical. Go, bro. Ain't gonna shut us up.
You good? It's good.
The twins went out there. They spent all day from 9 to 5, you know, hit rim multiple times.
Hit the backboard!
And for whatever reason, we just could not get it to go in that day.
We do feel like we should have made it. Maybe not in 10 minutes, we should have made it the first day.
They just didn't get the job done. So they called me. Believe it or not, this is the shortest shot in this entire video.
I think I did it, boys.
Ball game. Let's
do that again. That was.
Come on!
There we go.
If you like that, just wait for the rest of the video. It only gets better. Let's go, baby.
Tower shot was nuts, but not even in the same ballpark as a hole in one.
Even if you don't play golf, you always think like, dude, I could get a hole in one. It is way harder than it looks.
For the golf shot, we're trying to make a hole in one from 1/10 of a mile. That's approximately 176 yards.
Buckle up for a long day.
I'm not complaining. You're on a golf course hitting balls. Like,
we're out here at 10 a.m. on a Monday, whacking golf balls. Glass in the city, light shake.
Feel the power from the tightest. Oh! Best one yet. It rolled maybe 6 inches to the left. Whatever it takes,
gonna go, go, go. Ah! I am tracking a golf ball. This is definitely one of the hardest trick shots to track.
When a camera operator has to track an object like this, it's almost their own trick shot. Where the guys, they do the trick shot, they can take breaks. But for the camera operator, every single shot has to be perfect, in focus, tracked perfectly.
The tricky thing about trick shots is you never know when the next shot will be the one.
You did it. Get me.
Oh. It hit the stick.
All right, man, give it a go. My back's on fire.
Going into the golf shot, we kind of had a game plan that Garrett and I were going to take turns because hitting golf balls for an hour, 2 hours straight gets very tiresome. You just start hitting bad golf shots.
Nope. Nope, pulled it. That's left. It's just a hard shot, man.
We're pressed for time. We're trying to get as many shots as possible.
I was absolutely gassed. You get me going. So just got out here about to hit my first shot. Just getting about to hit my 200th shot. Still feel about the same, like, hope it goes in.
13 years of Dude Perfect, we only showed the make. So as far as like putting misses in this video, I don't know, it just shows you the difficulty in it. They were all difficult shots.
Maybe we just change it to GoPro Hit Edition.
After day one, we definitely were like, hey, look, we're gonna get it, but is this like 5 more days? Is this 7 more days of shooting this?
We had to press pause on that project for now and go film some other videos. And so I think we left that day realistically feeling like the golf shot may not happen. Well, we're back. Hair's a little longer. Spirits are a little lower, but we're still not giving up on the golf shot. On my way with what you're doing.
This video has taken us almost 6 months because some of these shots that you're about to see are so insane.
Hey guys, It's rocket football time. I think everybody felt pretty good about the rocket football catch going into the video.
CT and Spark headed out to the 1/8 mile marker.
Wow, that's far twice as far as last time we did this. I'm the light diffuse guy.
And I'm the thrower. And unfortunately, Jones is our QB.
He has a hard time hitting an 8-yard out, much less a 220-yard fade.
My number doesn't get called very often, but when it does, I gotta show up and I gotta show out.
It's exciting, it's far.
But there's a lot better stuff to come. Wait till we get to that quarter mile,
there's half bigger mile fish to fry. Stuff.
There are.
This is an appetizer.
It's an appetizer.
To an entree.
All right, attempt number one, here we go.
I like to watch one.
Okay, five, four, three.
Nope. Let's go. Okay.
He threw a selfie.
They almost caught it. The problem was it went the wrong direction.
He is the worst person in the world for this trick shot.
1/8 of a mile. Here we go, baby. Ah, you want to try?
It is so hard to work Cody Jones into videos. Hey, Codes, bub. Hey, I know you're scared of the ball, but you're gonna have to hold it longer and time up your release a little better, okay, buddy?
The thing is, I feel like I'm doing that. It's just...
You haven't hit the field we're standing in!
Words of angels in the outfield! It could happen!
Hold. You got a chance.
Come on! Get there! Be the one!
He dropped it!
Still think you're a yard or two short.
It is short. Dude, that thing's coming in so hot.
Did you see how hard that hit?
This feels very unsafe. Trying to catch a football with like staples hanging out of them?
Catching the rocket football might be the most dangerous thing we've ever tried in 15 years.
That sums up Jones's day right there.
I'm about to just leave.
Cody's leaving. He's actually driving away.
That's our quarterback.
He's leaving? What's the contract? How many more years he got on his contract?
3-year team option for a fourth.
You think we can get somebody to buy him out? You think, how ridiculous? You think they're looking for a tall guy?
I think you send him to Mr. Beast for like a 2027 third round pick.
Really?
Yeah.
And just take whatever we can.
Take pennies on the dollar.
I'm not the main guy. That's for good reason.
Cody's spiraling. The football is not, but Cody is spiraling. We will let you down.
That's perfect, dude. That's on it. That's the money shot. Hear it coming now.
Bring the noise. Oh, right through the arm. He was so close. You were there.
That hurt.
Yes.
We're going to have to come back another day.
I have to. The trick shots test even the best of them.
Tyler said, nope, let's waste another day. And he was the quarterback. Get me going.
Hands in.
Make a play on three. One, two, three.
Make a play!
Let's light it up.
You gotta want the ball, boys.
We just need one good football, right? Right? You get me going. You keep me moving. You
got me on my way with what you're doing. I saw you, Spark. Oh, it's way up there.
That is so high. Oh, and it's gonna have a chance, too. It's gonna have a chance. Might be it.
That humbles you a little bit. You get me going. Oh. You get me going. I will say this, football players, you don't get enough credit for getting hydration down. This is really been tough. With what you're doing.
Where do we go? Do we sideline it? Do we go straight down the middle? Do you go under?
Rocket ball ignition. Oh, that's a beaut. Oh, I like the effort. You got me
on. And that, hey, kids, that's why you wear helmets.
That day was a tough day. It was hot. We failed. And luckily, I was wearing a helmet.
Cue the sad music, Chad. And play it loud. Because after a noggin knocker, a broken pinky from Trent, we gotta know when to call it quits, boys.
We took an L.
I got more bad news.
What?
I do. The Dude Perfect Pop body armor drink is gone. It's sold out, which is kind of good news. I mean, well done, guys. I mean, you made it the number one drink while it was in stores. You just can't get it anymore, unless
cue the good news and some good news music. You can get it at Sam's Club in the variety pack with the pineapple lemonade flavor.
Oh, yeah, yes. Baby.
And more good news, change the good news music and make it even louder. We got more trick shots coming
out. Let's go.
Yeah.
Kobe here. It's time for the Downhill Mountain Bomber.
For the 1/3 of a mile shot, we're heading to the top of a ski slope to try to kick this soccer ball into a lonely goal. Soccer shot was tricky because it was all about getting the ball to land in the right spot right off the kick so that it would glide down the slope the right way. Too far left and it would be off course the whole time. Too far right meant we were in the trees.
That's in the woods. Y'all said there's bears here, right?
But I knew that if I could get the ball to land in just the right spot, it would glide right down and go in.
In 3, 2, 1. Let's go, little buddy.
Obviously, special thanks to the entire team and everybody that went into it, but you know, it did come off my foot, so.
Meanwhile, Ty and crew are shooting bow and arrows. If their day is going as good as ours, we've got a video.
One arrow, that's all we got. Better make it count.
We got more arrows, so. For this shot, we are trying to make a 1/2 mile archery shot, which would be long range for even a rifle shot. For the bow and arrow shot, at least I knew going into the video itself, before we ever did any shot, that that would be the hardest one in the video. We had to make a special call to our friends at Matthews Archery. They created and designed basically a custom bow built exactly for this. So this is not your standard production bow. Typical hunting bow would be like 60 to 70 pounds of draw weight. This is at 93, a little bit longer draw length than I'm used to shooting to help us gain a little bit of extra feet per second from our arrow. We had custom arrows made that were very thin diameter, small fletchings, all to increase aerodynamics. So there was a lot of thought by people way smarter than us that went into designing the bow to even be able to pull this off. Welcome to a little mini segment called Can You Pull the Bow Back? This is the bow that we're using for the 1/2 mile shot. We're gonna take it around to employees and see how they fare. You ever pulled back a bow?
In Minecraft.
Okay. Okay. You can do it.
No, oh, can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
It's a
nah.
Oh, this is perfect. Hey, Core, go ahead. Pull it back. Oh, you can't do it. Oh. Do it for the UK.
I'll do it.
This is why we won so easily in 1776. It's not easy to pull back, so that's gonna be a factor in the shot. As far as I know, our last archery shot that we did, which was about 460 yards, I think, we are almost doubling that. Not even sure it's possible, but we're gonna give it a shot. See you guys on the edge of the mountain.
He's at 883 right now, 884, that's what the rangefinder says. That's actually a very, very difficult shot. Even from this position where we have good visibility, we really don't know what the wind is doing. We can feel what it's doing here, but we don't know what it's doing there. Yeah, I can't, I have a hard time wrapping my mind around how difficult this really is.
All right, Ryan, so when you get there, I'm going to shoot three arrows. I'm going to try and shoot them for a group, so basically in the exact same spot. In order to even figure out where we were going to put the target balloon, the idea was that we would shoot a few arrows off at what we thought was our optimal angle, at what we thought was the direction the target was going to be, and it took us a very long time to even just find those first arrows, which I think kind of started the day off on a little bit of a down note.
We just shot three test arrows to try and give us some indication of our yardage. Ryan is wandering the plains looking for them right now. Some might equate it to finding a needle in a haystack, but there's lots of bales of hay, and our needle is only slightly larger than a needle. So it's harder, is what I'm trying to say.
I got eyes on two arrows. They are probably 15 feet apart.
He found one. Dude, that's awesome.
Nice.
Now we can start setting up the balloon.
Once we kind of knew where the area that those were in, we could make an adjustment, and we got our balloon placed in that area, and then we were off to a better start.
There we go.
One thing you don't think about when you're doing a shot like this is the amount of time that the arrow is actually traveling in the air. The arrow, once we release it, takes 14 seconds to the time that it actually makes it down to the target. So imagine within those 14 seconds that that arrow is in the air, your wind speed has changed multiple times, your wind direction may have even changed, and so that is why we were getting such a huge dispersion of the arrows in the first place.
All right, Ryan, let's pick them up.
Are you guys gonna come on down?
Yeah, that's it for the arrows today.
Copy that.
Oh, hey guys, didn't see you there. kind of spooked me. Day one, not gonna call it a failure, but we didn't have much success. So we're back up here on top of the mountain in beautiful New Mexico. Balloon's gonna go out to a little over 800 yards, and we're gonna pop her. You heard it here first. Enjoy this make. Run. You get me going, yeah, a superhuman.
Oh my god! No way! A half a mile! Oh my gosh!
Quick question just to you guys watching. Have you ever seen anyone bowl a bowling ball on an airport runway going 110 miles an hour? You haven't? You're about to.
You know, to be honest, I really wanted to do the tower shot, but they stuck me on this one! Okay, 100 is actually really, really fast. I lost my hat! That was my favorite hat! When do I shoot it? Go, 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 go! Yes! Yes! Come on!
Long runway, small pins. That's a bad combination, especially given the fact that Cody is our bowler. And he's a bumper guy generally. Good news about trick shot days is all you need is one. Come on, Cody!
What up, baby? Toga checking in the game. First and only shot of the video. Let's have a good time.
Well, the video is titled Trick Shot in Miles, but we do know about a big European fan base of Dude Perfect. We don't want to leave them out, you know? Let's include our European friends. So this is the 1 kilometer shot.
This is much like the half arrow shot. Any slight adjustment in the angle from the start can dictate a good 60 yards down there.
The bowling shot was the one we had the least confidence in going into it.
We've got 10 pins, we've got 1 kilometer, and hopefully we've got one strike from Cody Jones. Come on, baby!
This is a 1 kilometer!
Cone hit. Oh!
Try to get more like up and forward, almost like you're trying to throw it to Justin's mirror.
Jeez, dude.
Think about it. If you got a small pebble or a small crack, that's a variable we cannot control, and that ball could touch that and just drift off course.
Oh, that is way off.
Look at this. We missed it by 4 feet.
That one was tough to watch. So close.
My expectations for the bowling shot were simply to not die.
You get me going.
who's right here.
Not shabby here.
Dude, come on! No! 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 Why? It was a pit off! Come on! Oh, I'm sick to my stomach!
That was a great miss.
I actually like that more than making it, to be honest with you folks.
Yeah, whenever you get a trick shot to almost go in, it's just like a jolt of adrenaline and motivation, and you're like, dude, let's go. We got this. We're an inch off, 2 inches off. Let's get after it.
This is the world's longest bowling drive! We keep it loud, feed the sound, pump the chemical. Ain't gonna shut us up. It had to be good.
We take, I mean, it is right online.
That's, no, it's like long. We never get enough. Oh, I'm celebrating early. Now. Oh, dude! Won't let you down. Dude! Dude! This is it! This is it! Come on! Come on! Here it coming now! Here it coming now! Come on! Yeah!
Make the shot, you kind of black out.
What?
What? You go into Corey Let's Go mode and you're just closing the eyes, fist pumping, a lot of screams.
Put me in a 30 for 30! I'm the main guy! Woo! Oh, it's hot! Oh, it's so hot!
I like driving on the left side of the road. I love meters, I love kilometers, and I love you, Europe. That one's for y'all.
All right, guys, for the last shot in the video, figured who wants to mess with a mile? We want to see the 2 miler.
Way out there,
farther than the camera can see, and we're doing it
with this bad boy.
Moving on to the rifle shot, there are similar environmental factors, just like the arrow. You've got your humidity, temperature, wind, all of those are a factor.
And here we are.
What an absolute
these are your cartridges.
Beauty.
I heard a really handsome guy hand-loaded all these. Is that true?
Yes, that would be me.
Okay, nice.
2 mile shot time, getting our final wind calls here and 2.1 miles downrange at the target. About to load up and send the first one.
All right, guys, we are settled in. Let us know before you start firing.
James, you good?
Spotter ready.
Oh, just left.
White plate, which is just about 3 feet to the right. Nice shot.
All right, that was shot number one. We'll adjust from here.
So as you're shooting multiple shots through this rifle, it begins to warm up. And basically what will happen is you'll put a new shell in. As soon as you chamber it, it starts warming up the powder in that cartridge. That affects that shot drastically. And so we actually had to stop down, let the gun cool off, because something as minuscule as that at that range makes such a huge difference.
If what I heard was true, y'all are waiting for the gun to cool down?
We are.
I don't know if you guys know this, Sparky travels with a fan everywhere he goes, and if we had that,
well, I would have had to bring an extension.
We could get some circulation going, cool it down a little bit.
Yeah, but you know he forgot his travel fan this trip.
What do you mean?
We had to stop at Walmart for a special trip.
It's in the cabin.
He's not gonna sleep with a travel fan.
It should be right next to your rifle.
Why don't you go shoot the gun, Ty?
Let me go shoot it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right, send it.
Do that again. Maybe a foot and a half low.
Just high?
You're about 2 feet high.
Just center it up, brother.
Okay.
We're going no huddle offense here. Here.
Might be it.
Next shot coming in.
The ball is in! 2 miles! We did it! 2 miles!
We did it, baby! That was awesome.
Dude, perfect.